Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Good. Are you getting tired of asking me if I'm doing fine, and I always answer good?
Nope. I know it's because you're taking all of your minerals, and the last three podcasts, we've had Matt as our guest going over a whole bunch of amazing information on minerals and ionic minerals versus non-ionic minerals and everything else, and so now I know why you're always a beacon of good health.
Ha! Well, I tell you, I'm no picture of great health, but I'm certainly rebuilding from the disaster I got myself into 30 years ago. You know, people ask me, well, how come you're not looking 29? Because I'm looking my age. And I'm saying, well, I would have looked better if I didn't get poisoned.
Right. Well, and we also live in a society that's looking for the quick fix.
Yeah.
And I think that one thing that people need to realize is time marches on, and if you don't do you know, what you need to make sure that you're looking after your body and your mind properly, you know, you're going to hit 50, 60, 70, 80, and if you want to do it in a vibrant, healthy way, you can, or if you want to do it the way a lot of people do, which is, you know, have heart attacks and diabetes and strokes and all the rest of it, you can do it that way too. And you know, and to be, you know, I didn't have the reactions you had in your youth in mine, and most people, like my teenage sons, right, their friends come over, and they were telling me, you know, my friends come over, and they ask me, like, how old you are, and I say, and I just sort of look at them, right, you know, my sons say, I tell them, and they say that they thought that you were 35, I'm 51, right?
Yes.
So, you know, and I attribute a lot of it to, you know, taking the enzymes and the Exula and everything else and exercising and you know, thinking good thoughts. I mean, there's all sorts of different things that go into the how to have a wonderful life. But, you know, that, to me, that was the biggest compliment my kids have ever given me, right? Like, your dad looks so young, right?
Yes, I agree. I've had a similar experience just recently. One of our customers was passing through this town. She's just driving around the country, and she said, could I drop in? And I said, okay, well, we'll sit down, we'll chat. And after about half an hour, she said, I want what you guys have. Whatever it is you're doing, I want it. I like how you are. I like the energy around you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a similar kind of statement.
That's and right.
I believe that when your electrolytes are good, which means that you have plenty of total dissolved solids in your bodily fluids, meaning you have ingested plenty of minerals that your body was able to retain inside the cellular structures, those electrolytes directly dictate the quality of the electric experience that your cells are going to have, meaning that you can actually sustain a higher voltage. And if you can sustain higher voltage, that means that your light bulb is going to glow brighter. It's just like on your rheostat in your dining room.
Right.
You know, when you twist or pull or whatever the control you have to the higher voltage level, the light glows brighter.
Interesting. Yeah, and we have a brighter personality, and of course that's attractive to people too, right?
Yes. Yes. So, and of course, you know, when you're being grown in the mother's womb, the mother's body will give up everything to give it to the baby.
That's right.
So the baby comes out perfect, you know, or at least as good as it was going to be. And the young ones, they have such a reserve. They really glow well.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, how can we resist, you know, babies and toddlers? We can't, right?
Yeah.
And they just brighten up. In fact, a friend of mine sent a picture of her grandson. It's just really funny to think that I'm at the age where we're grandparents, right?
Yes.
And it's hard to adjust. sometimes. But yeah. I mean, she showed me this. She sent me this picture, and she's holding this cute little 3-year-old, 2.5-year-old boy, and he's just got this great big happy smile on his face. And of course, she's got this great big happy smile on her face, because how can she resist this little boy, right?
Yes.
And I'm looking at it, just even seeing the picture, and going, "Oh man, I want to hold that little boy," because of course my boys are, you know, 16 and 19. They don't let me cuddle them the way they did when they were a baby. And
oh no, they don't.
No, not in the least.
You're gross, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh well. Okay, so well, hopefully soon they will bring you some grandchildren.
Well, not too soon. So the last three podcasts, we've just been inundating everybody, and myself included, with all this information about minerals and ionic minerals, and I never even thought of, I mean, I'd heard of chelated minerals, but I never thought of it on an ionic basis. And I was hoping, Martin, that we could kind of take this particular episode and kind of summarize it and kind of put it all into a nice, neat little package so that
we wrap it up,
because there's just so much information. I really recommend everyone go back and re-listen or listen again to those three, because there was just some amazing information there about minerals and the impact that it'll have on your health. And, you know, so often, and we've talked about this kind of peripherally before, but so often we've gone into, people have gone into health food stores or the grocery store and pick up a bottle of iron or pick up a bottle of gold or pick up a bottle of some other mineral, rocks, thinking that they're doing something. And of course, from a, you know, they say that, you know, there's the placebo effect, so great, you've got at least the placebo effect, you think you're doing something good. But wouldn't it be more impactful on your health if you actually were ingesting stuff that helped you?
Right. Actually, physically be absorbable as opposed to just weight.
Thinking that it's good, yeah. And I don't want to say that going in and have us go into a huge tangent, but it, you know, I really thought what he talked about was very, very important, and we don't hear about it that much.
Yeah. Well, there are several really important points. The first one is the complexity, meaning you can't take just one thing. And this is where the health food industry and the alternative health food industry with, you know, health food stores and all of that has it all wrong. You walk into a health food store and you'll find 9,000 products. I mean, you have isolated this and isolated that. Vitamin B3 by itself and iron by itself and chromium by itself and so on. It's not like that in nature.
Right.
All of these things exist in their complexity, interrelated. It's like a rich tapestry that you're supposed to be consuming all at the same time. And that was the big deal, that Matt is using the biotite, which is black mica mineral that's coming out in volcanic soils that are absorbable to the human body. Not all are. He was mentioning that it's the sulfuric acid from the volcanoes that are consuming the rock and turning them into an ionic form.
Right.
So that's the chemical part of it. In nature, when you start with rocks, the plants, with their roots, will produce humic and fulvic acid, and that fulvic acid will dissolve the minerals right at the interface between the root and the soil and allow them to be taken up into the plant in a absorbable, life-ready form.
Right.
The only other way we can have it is in the ionic form. You know, the great example of it would be salt. You know, when you throw a pinch of salt in your water, it'll disappear and dissolve immediately.
Right.
It's in ionic form. The other form is the colloidal form, meaning if you had calcium carbonate, like chalk, you throw it in the water, it'll just stay there. You will continue to see the pellets and bits of the chalk suspended in the water, because calcium carbonate does not dissolve in water. It will dissolve in acids, it will dissolve in vinegar or lemon juice or whatever. And your stomach acid, the hydrochloric acid, can dissolve chalk. So if you take calcium carbonate with a meal, if you combine it with some essential fatty acids and some other greens, like a salad, you know, a whole salad, your stomach will be able to actually chelate it and make something out of it.
Right, because we have an amazing mechanism. I mean, our bodies are just incredible in that they can take stuff and they can do stuff with it, but it can be a little more difficult than if you take it, if you take it through all natural plant sources, right?
Yes. So those are essentially the two choices we have. We either need to take ionic minerals, ionic meaning that they are small enough that they will dissolve one molecule at a time into the liquid, so that, you know, when they make their way into your body, the cells will be able to ingest these because of their ionic form. Or the other form is to chelate it, is the chelated form, which is that they already are bound with amino acids. So it would be something like magnesium citrate, you know, where the citric acid, the lemon juice, has been reacted in with the magnesium carbonate or something like that, and taken up the ion of magnesium and tied it to itself and taken it in your body.
Right.
Therefore, the best foods that we can get are grown in volcanic soils, because in volcanic soils there is a rich presence of the broad spectrum, all of the minerals, not just calcium and magnesium, but all of the 84 other minerals in trace quantities. We've talked about this in conjunction with the Himalayan crystal salt.
Right, right.
The salt is from the natural sea, and it has the rich spectrum of all of the trace minerals present. When you take the natural salt, you will end up getting the full spectrum. Whereas if you take table salt, refined salt, you have no chance. All you're getting is sodium chloride, 99.999% sodium chloride.
Right.
I mean, that's what you think you want, but in nature, what you really wanted was only 97% sodium chloride and 3% the other stuff.
And it's all that little stuff that makes a huge difference.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. These are the supporting cast of characters. This is the rich tapestry. You know, all of the details. I'm trying to come up with a metaphor, but it's very much like the ecology of life. You know, you need ants, and you need mosquitoes, and you need
spiders.
Flies and spiders, and you know, if it wasn't for the mosquitoes, the trout would have nothing to eat when they're little.
Right.
You know, so the trout would never grow because the little trout eats the mosquito larva, you know. So they would never get past the baby stage if they didn't have something to eat at that juncture in their life.
Right, right. And I read somewhere that if there were no spiders, the planet would be overrun by flies and insects in 3 days.
I wouldn't know the date, but I wouldn't know the length of time, but I'm not surprised to hear that.
And I couldn't believe that spiders ate that much. You know, wow, well, that's...
Yeah, there are many of them.
There are lots, a lot more than I realize.
Yeah, and my daughters hate me for saying, no, I will not kill this spider, honey. This is going to live with us because he's doing an important job.
Well, I evict them, right, but I don't kill them. I always grab them and throw them out the window and...
But they
like it in here, right?
Yeah, well, I keep them. I keep them even indoors, because if they're indoors, they have found food indoors. That means that there is stuff for them to eat. So that must mean that I want them.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, they help keep my house clean.
There you go. So, what would you recommend people do when they're looking at their mineral intake? Like, how would someone know what they need to? I guess it's safe to assume we're not getting the number of minerals that we want.
That's a given. Well, you know, the one way we have always recommended is the natural salt. You know, the Himalayan crystal salt. Do the brine therapy every morning. Take a teaspoon of the salt brine in the morning. that the next thing is eat plants that have been grown in mineralized soils. That's hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, how would you even know?
Yeah, biodynamic farming is not very popular. Even organic farming does not necessarily use remineralized soils. What you need to have is you need to take volcanic dust, rock dust, and put it on your soils.
I was going to say we could go to Mount St. Helens and go to the farmer's market there and buy the produce that was grown in the shadow of Mount St. Helens, because it blew up not that long ago, and there's lots of volcanic stuff around there.
Absolutely.
But that's that'd be kind of extreme, right?
Yeah, well, we don't have a chance. So the next best thing we can do is we can supplement with superfoods. That's where the green superfoods that we make come in, because most of the grasses are grown in biodynamic soils, properly nourished, rich in minerals. The spirulina that we put in there is fed the water from 7,000 feet below surface in Hawaii. The chlorella is grown in rich mineralized pools, and so on. So, when we give you the Exula superfoods, they are very rich in nutrients, including minerals.
Right.
And the third thing, of course, is we're bringing on the new line of the minerals.
Right, and when this podcast goes live, they'll be available on the site, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have just received my sample bottles, and I've started taking it, and it's nothing short of spectacular.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So,
which I think is another point that we can't emphasize enough is that whatever is on the Life Enthusiast Co-op site, you've personally tested it and checked it out and got an amazing response from.
Absolutely. Yeah, we test all of it either on myself or my dear wife or my close friends, people that I know that wouldn't lie to me when they say, "Martin, this is crap." And we've had a couple of lines like that were pitched to us, and they seem to be okay, and we test it, and it just doesn't quite deliver.
Right.
So
right.
So it just doesn't get listed, sadly. Or maybe brightly. I don't know. Which is it?
Well, I think that's good. I mean, there's all sorts of new products coming out, and they're not all do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah, but anyway, so there are two more things that I want to point out from Matt's conversations. One was that he mentioned that he's using biotite minerals, which is actually a black mica. We have been using the yellow gold mica in the manufacture of the Twilight America and the Transderma minerals. We use the concentrated and sorted mica to do the energy charging. Mica is naturally pulling in the life force from the space all around us and focusing it onto whatever is in contact with. But people can actually buy the laminar crystal from us and set it up in their own homes, set up a bed or at least a pillow with the laminar crystal to charge themselves, or they can set it up in a bucket to charge whatever they want to charge, like a bottle of wine or a bottle of water or apples and oranges. So that's mica. And the other really cool thing that Matt mentioned, which wasn't obvious, or maybe I don't know if he knows it, we didn't get a chance to compare notes on it yet, but volcanic soils is also where we get all of the ormus materials. And we've talked about the gift, and we've talked about all of the mana, the Great Salt Lake mana and the Atlantic mana, and also all of the other ormus minerals, which have the highest vibration and the highest effect on our consciousness, both emotionally and spiritually. If somebody wants to read up about it, just look up nanominerals ormus. That's spelled ORMUS. This is a type of trace minerals that are not commonly known to the mainstream science, because these things don't even detect using standard spectral analysis. These things are like gold, gold is one of the examples, but it doesn't look like yellow pliable metal. It looks like crystal glass, looks like diamonds. I think there's probably some analogy, you know, like carbon can exist as charcoal, and it can also exist as diamonds.
Right, right.
This is quite similar, where you can have gold as yellow metal that you see in jewelry, and you can also have it as this diamond-like glass substance.
Sort of a crystallized version of it.
Yes, yeah. It's monatomic in nature. It's inert. It doesn't react in chemical way. But when present, all life transactions are enhanced tremendously. I would suspect that it is the interface between consciousness and the physical reality.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah. So anyway, people who ingest this, again, have wonderful experiences, health-wise, and also the spiritual and emotional health is greatly enhanced. I take plenty of it, so if I sound coherent to you, it's largely thanks to the fact that I do ingest these in larger than average quantities.
Well, you always sound very coherent to me, Martin.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyway, so here we are, growing food that is effective in volcanic soils, or concentrating the ormus out of volcanic soils, or now we're able to offer these ionic minerals in just drops that you can add to your drinking water. I think it's just a wonderful situation. We're able to offer our customers the advantage of having the best of nutrients in their hands in an affordable way so that they can actually maintain their cellular terrain at optimal levels.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, I don't know what's better than that, really. Because if you do manage your cellular terrain, then your health will be there for you.
That's right. And that's the ultimate, right? That's what we want.
That's what we want. We want cellular terrain functioning at its best.
And one of the keys to that is making sure you've got all the minerals in all the quantities that you need working in your cells.
That's right. And nature has it in the correct ratios coming out of the ground in the volcanic soils. So when we get it in this concentrate, it's automatically at an appropriate mix, you know, the ratios of this to that.
Yeah, because we've talked about that often. Like, I remember us speaking about calcium and magnesium and how you need to have 50% magnesium it's a 1-to-2 ratio calcium to magnesium. And when we drink lots of milk and a lot of other things that we take in our society, we get lots of calcium, but we don't get the magnesium, which is kind of the mortar that holds the bricks of the calcium together. And yet every time you go to, if you want to buy magnesium and calcium and magnesium, they come 2-to-1. So all you do is keeping that ratio of whatever it is in your body out of whack.
Yes. Yeah, the balancing will never take place until you need to actually measure the person, find out what's inside of them, and then adjust it. Well, we already know by experience that this is, you know, eight times out of 10, people are out of balance with magnesium.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so I would say, Scott, this is about as much as I want to say in this podcast today.
Okay. We've come to the end of another very interesting Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thanks, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day to share this information. I think it's very valuable and certainly been very helpful to me, and I'm sure to all of our listeners. If you'd like to listen to some of our previous podcast episodes, you can get them at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And Martin, if somebody wanted to talk with you personally or get more information about any of the Life Enthusiast Co-op products, how should they do that?
They can reach us online at www.life-enthusiast.com, and that's spelled E-N-T-H-U-S-I-A-S-T. And our company line is 1-866-543-3388. And I even have a direct line that rings on my desk at 775-299-4661.
Yeah, and we know people were calling you during this podcast.
Yeah, I had to turn off the ringers. So yes, folks, feel free to call. I'll call you back. So this is Life Enthusiast Co-op, signing off, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone.